Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Pei Vav. We are up to Siv Dalet. We are in the middle of page 128. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalet, Hayu lefonav shtei tfilos. A person had in front of him to daven two tfilos. Achas shel mincha ve'achas shel musafin. He didn't daven mincha yet. He didn't daven musaf yet. He has both in front of him. Kigon, for example, she'echar me'lehispalel tfilas musaf ad she'shos umechta. The case is that he delayed his musaf and he didn't daven till after 6.5 hours, and now it's zman mincha. Shehu zman tfilas mincha. Now it's zman mincha. So now, what does he do? So says the Mechaber, Tzorech lehispalel shel mincha tchila v'yachakach shel musaf. He didn't daven musaf yet, now it's zman mincha, you daven mincha first, and you daven musaf afterwards. The Ramah says, Miu, im hiktim shel musaf yotza. If he did the opposite, he should daven mincha first, but if he went ahead and daven musaf before mincha, he's also yotze, that's also fine. Some say that this halacha of davening mincha first is specifically when you have to daven both right now. Kigon, for example, shirotze lechol, he wants to eat, v'osr lo lechol ad sheyispalel mincha, he's not allowed to eat until he davens mincha, and that's why he has to daven the mincha before the musaf, because he's pressed for time, he must daven both right now. Avol me'ino tzarech atel lehispalel mincha, but if he doesn't need to daven mincha now, he still has plenty of time for mincha, he's not planning on eating, yochol lehakdim shel musaf, then he only wants to daven musaf now, so he davens musaf now, and he'll daven the mincha later. The Ramah says, umihu, im higia mincha ketana, once it gets to later in the afternoon, it's already the zman of mincha ketana, yispalel mincha tchila, then he has to daven mincha first. V'yesh mi shahora she'ein osin kein betzibur lahaktim tfilas mincha letfilas musaf. There are those who say that this whole discussion is only by a yachid, but when it's by a tzibur, that they have in front of them mincha and musaf, they should not place the mincha before the musaf, kedei shelo yitu, so they shouldn't make a mistake. The concern is, if they're going to put mincha before musaf now, then maybe on a regular Shabbos they're going to put mincha before musaf and they're going to daven before this man. So that's why there are those who say that this din does not apply to a tzibur. So let's see the Mishabura beginning at Sif Katan Yud. The first thing the Mechaber said was a person has in front of him two tfilos, he has mincha and he has musaf, he davens mincha first. Zok the Mishabura, why is that? Shu tadir. We know we have a klal of tadir v'she'enu tadir tadir kodem, we have two things to do. One is more common than the other, you do the more common thing first, and therefore mincha comes up more often than musaf, mincha is every day, therefore mincha is tadir, you daven mincha before musaf, if it is already the zman of mincha. Sifkotan yud aleph, is going on the Ramah that says that, however, if you put the musaf first, you're also yotze. Says the Mishavura, why? The hadit tadir kodem hu rak le mitzvah lechatchila. That which we say, tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem, that's only for a mitzvah, and that is only a din lechatchila. Velo le ikuvah b'dyevid, it is not maki b'dyevid. So if you did musaf before mincha, you're also going to be okay. The Mechaber then brought a second shita that says this whole discussion of putting mincha before musaf is dafka, that you need to daven both now. The example was that you want to eat, and you can't eat until you daven mincha, so then you have to daven mincha before musaf. Says the Mishabur, Lefima de Masik haramah le'el b'simin reish lamed beis, siv beis b'haga. According to the Maskona of the Ramah earlier in Reish Lamed Beis, Ein lesor le'echol kodem mincha. We don't have to aser eating before mincha, kishigiyaz ma mincha gedola. When it comes time to mincha gedola, which is a half hour after chatzos, Elo b'suda gedola. The only thing that is aser close to mincha gedola is a suda gedola. V'suda Shabbos lo mikri suda gedola. Like we learned earlier, a regular Shabbos suda is not considered a suda gedola. Ki im sudas nesuin obrismila. The only thing that's really considered a suda gedola is a suda of a chasana, the suda of a brismila. But a regular Shabbos suda is not considered a suda gedola, and therefore it would not be a problem before mincha gedola. Memela v'lo chayshina shema yivsha. We're not worried by having a suda Shabbos, you're going to be negligent and you're not going to daven mincha afterwards. Specifically nowadays we rely on being called to the shul for mincha, so ain't tzarech lehispalel ata mincha. So you would not have to daven mincha first. So the Mishabura is basically shooting down this sheet of the Mechaber. The second sheet of the Mechaber is saying there are those who say that which you have to daven mincha before musaf is dafka, if you have to daven both now, and the example was that you want to eat, it's usher to eat to daven. It's usher to eat before you daven. So you have to get your mincha in now. But the Mishabura is saying practically that doesn't really apply by mincha gedola, because by mincha gedola you're not really limited in terms of your Shabbos suda. So this whole din would not apply. But the Ramah did tell us that if it already reached the zman of mincha katana, then you should daven mincha first. Says the Mishabura, v'imu samuch la'erev. It gets close to evening. The Ainlo Shahus Lispal Shtey, and you have to have a Musaf and Mincha, and now you're holding 5 minutes before Shkia. Says the Mishabura, as we turn the page, Yispal Musaf. You can only daven one, you only have a few minutes. You daven Musaf over Mincha. The Mincha Yeshla Tashlumin Ba'arvis Mash'ein came by Musaf. We know that Mincha, if you didn't daven Mincha, you could daven two Ma'arvis and you cover Mincha. It has Tashlumin. Musaf, as we know, does not have Tashlumin. So if you only have 5 minutes to daven either Mincha or Musaf, so you would daven Musaf because it's your only chance to daven Musaf. Mincha, you can make up at Ma'arv. U'b'sefer dogu mirvava cholek alav me'ay Yerushalmi shemefur shalhepech. The Dogam Ravava argues in this Magen Avraham based on a Yerushalmi that says the opposite. V'chein hikshala b'sefer beis meir, and the beis meir asks this kasha as well. U'b'chidush yagonu b'kiv eger miyashal b'dayichak and b'kiv eger answers this kasha. Now there is a very important note over here, that is note number 20, a very interesting shayla. Here in the Mishabru we discuss you have mincha and musaf to daven, and you have 5 minutes, so what do you do first? The Mishabru told us in the Magen Avraham, you daven musaf, and mincha you do for tashlumen. Note number 20 discusses another interesting shailu, biyom chol. It's a regular weekday. Im lo hispalel shachris. The person missed shachris, he wasn't feeling well, he overslept, he didn't daven shachris. Va'omed lifnei sof zman mincha. So really what he should do is daven two minchas. The first one will be mincha, the second one will be tashlumen for shachris. But he got delayed, and he's standing with 5 minutes left till the end of the day, which is the end of the Zman Mincha. Ve'ein Zman lehispalo shtein, he doesn't have time to daven both tfilos. So his tafik atzlach, the tzlach in brachos has a suffix. Ha'im yispalo mincha shezman achshav. Should he daven in those 5 minutes mincha, which is really right now, it's the time of mincha. O yispalo tfilos tashlumin shal shachris. Or should he rather just daven the tashlumin of shachris, v'tfilas mincha yashlam arvis, and the mincha he could say it's tashlumin during marv. But the shachris, if he doesn't say the tashlumin now, he loses out. So does he say the tefillah of right now, which is mincha, and he loses out on the tashlumin of shachris, or does he say, no, I'll daven the tashlumin of shachris, and the mincha I can still make up at marv. That is a suffix of the tzlach. V'ashagas aryeh kosov sheyispalo achshav tefillas mincha. The Shagas aryeh says, no, it's pasha, you daven now mincha. It's a zman of mincha, you daven mincha. Mishum shekemo shadin sheim hiktim es tefillas ha-tashlumin and tefillas ha-chov lo-yosei chavaso. Just like we say, when you have to do tashlumin, you must daven the ikar tefillah, the tefillah that's the zman right now first, and then you daven the tashlumin. So kol shekein sheim ispalo tefillas ha-tashlumin levad v'lo ispalo tefillas ha-chov b'zmanish lo-yosei chavaso. The same way that if you switch to order your ayotzei, so certainly if you're just going to daven the tefillah of tashlumin, you're not going to be yotzei. Tashlumin only works after the ikar tefillah. So if it's the zman of mincha, the only way you could daven tashlumin of shachris is by first davening mincha and then davening tashlumin of shachris. Therefore, it says in Shagas Aryeh, it's pashut in this case, that you would go ahead and daven mincha. Now the tzlach was the kasha. Obviously, it's not true when you're davening both, so you must daven them in the proper order. But if you only have time for one, so then maybe there's a tzad, says the tzlach, that you could daven the tashlumin now, and the other tefillah, which is the zman, you'll make it up in the next zman of the following tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayikra Siv Katan Dalet Shelo Yitu. We said at the end of the Mechaber that a person who is davening as part of the tzibur should not daven mincha before musaf, and the reason is because they shouldn't make a mistake. Says the Mishnah, what's the mistake? Pirush, bishar yamin. They shouldn't make a mistake on other days. Lehispalol mincha kodem musaf afilu kodem chatzos. If you're going to have them daven mincha before musaf on this day, even though it's later on in the day, we're concerned they might daven mincha before musaf on a regular day, and that would be even before chatzos, which is not even the zman of mincha. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, we're on the top line of page Samechei. B'Shabbos v'Yom Tov ein omrim baruchu achar kadosh basra. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we do not say baruchu after the last kadosh. V'ayin le'el siman reish lamed gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadosh Tezvav. Look over there in Kuf lamed gimel. Biramah Disham Nisbar Hatev Dinzeh. This din is discussed over there in Simin Kuf Lamed Gimel. Now we go weiter in the Mechaber. We're in Simin Reish Pei Zayin. Nichum Aveilum Ubikar Cholim B'Shabbos. Comforting mourners and visiting the sick on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Yecholim L'Nacham Aveilim B'Shabbos. You are allowed to do Nicham Aveilim on Shabbos. V'chein Yecholim L'Vakir Asachola. You also are allowed to do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. However, V'lo Yomar Lo Kederel Sh'omer Lo B'chol. But you should not greet him the way you normally greet him. You should not say Rufua Shalema on Shabbos. Ela Omer Lo Shabbos Himilizuk. Rather you say Shabbos Himilizuk Rufua Krovalovo. V'rachamav merubim v'shivsu b'shalom. That's what you say. And the Rama says, v'yesh omrim de'ein tzarech loma v'rachamav merubim v'chein ogu. Some say you can leave off the second half of that phrase and just say, and this is our minug, Shabbos himilizok urufura krovalovo. Which means, it is Shabbos, and therefore we have to hold back from screaming out, but the healing is close and coming. So you're not saying Rafua Shalema, you're not davening for him, you're just saying that a Rafua is close and coming. That is what we say on Shabbos instead of saying Rafua Shalema. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sikkaton Aleph, Yecholim. The Mechaber said you are allowed to do Nichem Aveilim on Shabbos and Bikur Cholim. Aminam B'Gemara, the Gemara says, Bekoshi Hetiru L'Nachem Aveilim Uvakar Cholim B'Shabbos. With difficulty, Chazal allowed Nichem Aveilim on Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. V'al Kein Lo Yofa Osen Osan Sheko Yumei HaShavu Ein Hochim Rak B'Shabbos. Therefore, those who wait the whole week and they don't go to Nachem Avil, they don't go to the Bikur Cholim, they save it for Shabbos, they're not doing the right thing, because it was hard for Chazal to be matir it. So if you look at note number one, why was it so hard? The concern was they might come and scream out on Shabbos. Ubir Ashevet Yehuda Shemitochach Yivakesh Olav Rachamim. Through screaming out, you're going to come daven for the chole. V'zen nechsha bakoshas trochav shasur b'Shabbos. You're not going to ask for your needs on Shabbos. So asking for a chole to be healed is asking for your needs on Shabbos, and therefore you should not do bikur cholim because you might come to scream out and make bakoshas on Shabbos which are not allowed. Sivkot and Beis. Kederach Shomer Lo B'chol, but you should not say what you normally say during the week of Rafua Shalema, the mitzta'er that causes tzar, ma'orer habechi, and it inspires crying to us on Shabbos, which is not allowed on Shabbos. Rather, what you say is Shabbos Himilizuk Urufura Krovalovo. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, Abikur Cholim Koi. This example the Mechaber gave of Shabbos Himilizuk Urufura Krovalovo obviously is referring to Abikur Cholim. Ubenichum Avelim Yomar Lo. By Nicham Avelim, you say a similar thing. Shabbos himi l'nachem. It is Shabbos, we have to hold back from doing the Nechama, from comforting. V'nechama krov alovo. But the comfort is close and coming. That is the first shita. V'yesh mikilin derashai lomer hamokom minachemcha. Some say, no, you're allowed to say the regular lashon. You don't have to say the Shabbos himi l'nachem. You could say hamokom minachemcha. And note number three explains why that is. The reason why this shita is lenient that you can use the regular expression of nichem aveilim that you use during the week. So bira malzus hashekel kaven shames lo yoshev. Since the person who is nifter is not coming back, lochein ein chash yavo lizok b'shabbos. It's not going to lead to crying out on Shabbos. Kemo kain sar haveilim lo yisrabe yosra yedei nichem aveilim. Also, the tzar of the mourners is not going to increase by you comforting them. Fakert, you're comforting them, you're lessening their pain. But when you visit someone that's sick, yesh chashasha mevaker yovo luzok b'shabbos al chole. Then there's a concern that the one who's visiting is going to scream out on Shabbos for the chole. So it's more of a problem by a chole, because if you visit a chole, you might scream out. And therefore, we hold you back from either doing bigger cholim, or if you do it, but not saying the regular expression, we change it up. But nicham aveilim, there is a shita that says, you can do it the regular way, it's not going to lead to screaming. You're not bringing the person who was nifter back to life, and you're not making the aveilim scream out anymore. If anything, you're comforting them, and therefore it's more lenient, nicham aveilim, than bigger cholim. Continues in the Shemura, in the fourth to last line. In boho avil beis haknesses achar amiras mizmor shir yom haShabbos. If the avil comes to the shul on Friday night after they already said mizmor shir yom haShabbos, which has been mekabel Shabbos, shuv lo yikra haShamish. The Shamish should no longer call out tzu'u neged haavil. That everyone should go comfort the avil. Because Avelos is not something that should be mentioned publicly. However, if you privately to go over to the Avel to say words of Nechama, Shabbos Yom L'Nachem, that is allowed. Now, if you look in the Siddurim, they bring that Hamakom Minachem before Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. So he's talking about it here, if you missed it. So Mizmor Shir was ready Kabbalah Shabbos, so you shouldn't do this afterwards. Now there's a very important note over here, note number 4. Minog Zeh, Hu Kemo Shekasu Aber HaGola, Ve'aruch HaShulchan, Sha'ovel Mamtin B'Pesach B'Sakneses. The Minog they bring down is, the Ovel waits by the entrance of the Shul, V'kodem Sha'omrim Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, before the Mekabel Shabbos, by saying Mizmor Shir, Machris HaShamish Al-Bo'o. The Shamish announces that Avelim should come in, U'menachemim Oso B'Shas K'nisaso. And then, the people that are there comfort the mourner when he comes in. V'kol Zebim Mekomo Shemekabel Mas HaShabbos B'Amiras Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. That's only true in places where Kabbalah Shabbos is being done by saying Mizmor Shir. But in places where the minhag gets to say lechadodi, u'misaymin bo boi chala shekosav leel shenechshav kegabalah Shabbos. We learned earlier that either Baruch Hu or Mizmor Shir or boi chala, that is Kabbalah Shabbos. So therefore, lechora tzarech ha'avil likanes leves haknesses lifnei boi v'shalom. So then the avil can't come in before Mizmor Shir. The avil would have to come in before boi v'shalom. Before Kabbalah Shabbos, the avil has to come in. So if it's Mizmor Shir, so before Mizmor Shir, if it's lechadodi, he has to come in before you mekabel Shabbos at the end of lechadodi. Ubemekomo shema'achrin lomar Mizmor Shir yom haShabbos la'achar shkia sachama. Many shuls do this in places where Mizmor Shir is delayed till after shkia. Shlomo Zalman Rabach writes shlechora i'efshel lenachamo. You can't do the nicham avelim then. Kevan shekvar shaka achama v'zeh kavelos levareshya. Then already it's shkia sachama. It's Shabbos, and that's already avelos levareshya on Shabbos, so that would not be allowed. I want to go weiter and begin Simon Reish Peiches, Din Tainus, V'Din Tainus Chalom B'Shabbos. Fasting and fasting for a bad dream on Shabbos. Let's just begin the first Sif. Sif Aleph, Osir Lihisanos B'Shabbos Ad She Shos. It is Osir to fast on Shabbos until the sixth hour of the day. The Ramah says, Vafilu Lomeid Umispalal Osir. Even if the delay in the eating is because you're learning or davening, it is still Osir. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, you can't fast on Shabbos till the end of the sixth hour. And the Ramah says, even if you're learning or davening, it's still going to be Asr. So says the Mishabura Sif Katan Aleph, Ad She Shos, Digam B'chol, because even during the week, Ha'ochel Achar She Shos, one who delays his eating till after the sixth hour, Havi Kizorek Evan L'Chemes. It's like throwing a rock into a barrel of wine that it doesn't have any benefit. So to a person who eats later on in the day, he eats too late, so he doesn't get benefit from that achila. Al kein nikra kamo tainus b'Shabbos. Therefore, waiting until after 6 hours, that's called fasting on Shabbos. Ulashem tainus, but if you're doing it l'shem tainus, afilu shachas aser. This is just stam that a person is not allowed to wait till the end of the 6 hour to eat. You have to eat before the end of the 6 hour. But if you're being mekabel and you're planning a tainus, then even 1 hour is aser on Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos at all. Stam, you can't wait till the end of the 6 hour to eat, but that's even if you weren't doing it as a tainus. But doing it as a tainus is usur, even shachas. V'alkein, and therefore says the Mishabura, Shalo kadin osin miksas kehilos. Some kehilos are doing the wrong thing. Shemisanin b'Shabbos, they're fasting on Shabbos at somach l'chatzos alakzeros. They're fasting until close to chatzos, because of different gzeiros that are made, they're doing the wrong thing. You can't fast on Shabbos. V'imtoim midi kodem tefilas musaf. But if you tasted something before musaf, muter l'hisacher yosem mishe shows, then you can wait till after 6 hours. Sifkaton days umispalo aser. The Ramah said even if you're learning or you're davening, you still can't delay your achila. Ulefiza, according to this, Ashiatzibur Sheminagin, the Shiatzibur who's singing away, the Ain Yotzim Ibeisak Nesas at Achar Shesh, and they're not getting out of shul till the end of the 6 hour, Shalok Kahogen, who is doing the wrong thing. Ubeprap Bechorev, specifically in the winter, Shayomim Kitzarim, where the days are short, there shouldn't be too much Nigunim going on to delay the davening. Mikol Shekin, Beyontif, certainly on Yontif. Milvad Rosh Hashanah, besides Rosh Hashanah, where some say you are allowed to fast, so Rosh Hashanah is different, you can extend the davening past Chatzos. Ubel Yirabah Motzah Semech Lohokel. El Yirabah found a tzad to be lenient The lo meru mispalul, if he's learning or davening, l'isacher achay chatzos. He found the kuli you can rely on, if it's because of the learning or the davening, you could delay the achil until after chatzos. Ubedide yasha shalom mordechai perakamet the Shabbos because of gamkin shemut elumuru l'spalal chatzos. The Beide Yasha says the same thing, that if you're learning or davening, you would be allowed to delay until after chatzos. I'd like to end the shiur with two biralachas. One from this siman and one from the last siman. This siman is the Ramaskil Osir Lisanas Wan Pei Samaches, the Isser Tainis B'Shabbos. In terms of what exactly the Isser is of fasting on Shabbos, Yesh Deos Baposkim Mhurak Medivre Kabbalah. There's discussions in the postgame of is it only Divrei Kabbalah, Midiksif, and the fact that the Pasuk says, V'karasa l'Shabbos Oineg, it's supposed to be Oineg on Shabbos, so is that why it's a problem? Ohu midaraisa. Or is it actually an Issa daraisa, the fast on Shabbos, Midiksif, Ichlu Ayom. It says by the month to eat it today, you're supposed to eat today. By not eating today, you're going against the Torah. Ayin b'tshuvas harash b'simit tof reish yudalad, v'ayin l'kamah b'simit tof yudches, v'tof kuf ayin, when we come out that it's actually daraisa. It's actually the rice of the fast on Shabbos. But, v'nira poshet, the tainus ad shei shos l'kuyam of the Rabbanim. Everyone agrees that fasting only for the sixth hour, that's only the Rabbanim. When we talk about the rice, so that's if you don't eat the entire day, that's what some poskim say, and we seem to go with this, that it isn't issa the rice of the fast the entire day on Shabbos. I'd like to go back to the top line of the Biralocha, back to Biker Cholom on Shabbos, a very important thing the Biralocha points out, v'chein yecholom l'vakir asacholah. We said, you're allowed to do Nicham Avelim, you're allowed to do Bikachol, and the Shabura told us, but you shouldn't wait around the whole week and save it for Shabbos. That's not appropriate. It was Bekoshi, the Chazal Amatirit. But says the Bi'alocha, I am the Mishabura, if Katan Aleph de Lo Yafel, like we just discussed. Im Lo Shebi Imos Hachol Hoyatarud. Except that during the week he was very busy. Ubishabis sheyesh lo pnai, and on Shabbos when he has more time, holech lachola oavo. And on Shabbos when he has more time, he goes to visit the chola who's his friend. Sheyodeya bo sheyesh lo nachas mizeh. He knows his friend will get chizek, will be pleasant for his enemy if he comes to visit him. Shu boy lo levakro, that he comes to mevakir him. Then mitzvah kaavid, then he's doing a mitzvah, the ein lo limnoa milalechas b'Shabbos v'yomtov, and he should not hold back. So again, that which we're saying in the Mishabura, that ideally you shouldn't hold off your Bikur Chol until Shabbos, that's only if you can do it early in the week. But if it's a very busy week and you're running around, you're away in yeshiva, you're away in a business trip, you couldn't visit him during the week, so avada, if it'll give him nachas ruach, you certainly should visit the Chol on Shabbos. V'niras atachavas chaim, it appears. Duhu adinim holach levakro b'chol. Let's say you went and you visited the Chol during the week. Gam kein ein iser levakir b'Shabbos. It's not us to go back a second time on Shabbos. The halo amru Chazal, because Chazal already tell us the ein biker cholim shir. Biker cholim has no measurement. There's no too much you can do at biker cholim. Velo mato aposkim rak im b'chol ein hole klal. The poskim only limited on Shabbos. If during the week you don't go at all, umechavin sheil b'Shabbos. He's just holding it off till Shabbos. Shabbos is just easier. It's more convenient, so he's holding it off till Shabbos. Ubepratim hu yodeya shabali chaso lacholahu toelas. Specifically, if you know that going to visit the chola on Shabbos a second time is going to be a benefit. Liyatso eichlis nag binyam achalaso. Either you can give him advice how he should be knowing with his illness, the gam lechazek oso shalipo libo alav, or you can be mechazek him that he shouldn't get down, he shouldn't get depressed because of his cholav. You could help him. Bevadai mitzvah rabba hu osa bazeh. So the Chavetz Chaim, for sure you're doing a great mitzvah. So just to summarize, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that if you can go just as well during the week as on Shabbos, you shouldn't go on Shabbos. You should go during the week. But if you're too tired during the week, you can't go during the week, of course you should go on Shabbos. And even if you went during the week, but you feel there's an extra toelas on Shabbos, you can give extra chizuk, you can raise his spirits even more on Shabbos, or you can advise him l'gabi his choleh. So of course, it's a great mitzvah that you are doing by going to do Bikur Cholim again on Shabbos. We'll stop here and continue with Sif Beis of Reish Peiches, Emir Tzashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.